This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Friday, April 22, 2022, Montana reports 273,489 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 70 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 26 new cases in Missoula County, that's Missoula and the University of Montana. 14 new cases in Gallatin County, Bozeman, Montana State University, Big Sky. 6 new cases in Lewis and Clark County, Helena, the state capital. 4 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation, and more new cases in 17 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 461. Currently, 14 Montanans are hospitalized for COVID-19. 3,262 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 989,000 Americans have died. There have been 80,800,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. In a first, gun deaths were the leading cause of death for U.S. children and teens in 2020. Gun deaths among children and teens rose by 29% in a single year, largely because of an increase in homicides. Shootings killed more people aged 1 to 19 in the U.S., surpassing vehicle crashes, drug overdoses, or cancer. More than 4,300 children died of firearm-related injuries in 2020, a 29% increase from the year prior. Homicides, rather than suicides, made up the majority of gun deaths. Fatal shootings, which disproportionately affect younger Americans, went up by 33% in just a year. Jason Goldstick, a research associate professor at the University of Michigan, found that most of the children killed by firearms in 2020 were 14 and older, even though the legal age to purchase guns is 18. Gun ownership increased during the coronavirus pandemic. As a result, more than 5 million children under 18 became newly exposed to guns in their households from January 2019 to April 2021. The number of car-related deaths, the former leading cause of death among children and teens, has dropped dramatically in the U.S. over the last 20 years, likely because of vehicle safety improvements. Around 3,900 children and teens died in vehicle crashes in 2020. A 2021 study also reported a rise in firearm acquisitions after the pandemic started. That was correlated with higher rates of fatal and non-fatal gun injuries, both suffered by young children and inflicted by them. School closings and a resulting lack of adult supervision may have played a role in the trend. Goldstick also emphasized that the CDC's mortality data does not capture the full scale of gun violence among kids and teens. Goldstick said, "For every fatal firearm injury, there's a bunch of non-fatal firearm injuries not recorded in gun death data." A Montana district court judge has stopped a law that required Montanans who are transgender and want to update their birth certificates to undergo surgery and petition a court. Yellowstone County District Court Judge Michael Moses issued the order for the preliminary injunction. In his order, Moses wrote, "Living one's life consistently with one's gender identity includes using identity documents that accurately reflect one's gender identity. Gender-affirming surgery, even for those transgender people who have a medical need for it, does not change their sex, but rather affirms it." The injunction means that the law is on hold while the lawsuit challenging it plays out. The lawsuit was filed by Amelia Marquez, a Billings woman who is transgender and sought to update her birth certificate that identifies her as male, and an anonymous John Doe who was born in Montana and wants to correct the sex designation on his birth certificate, but did not want to be forced to share medical information in open court proceedings. The lawsuit was filed against the State Department of Public Health and Human Services, which handles birth certificates and changes made to them, and Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. The law was passed by the Republican majority legislature in the 2021 legislative session and signed by Gianforte. Halting the law, Moses wrote, "Senate Bill 280 requires plaintiffs to disclose private medical information as well as information about their transgender status in a public proceeding with no assurance of confidentiality. SB 280 also compels plaintiffs to undergo surgery they may not want or need, or that is not part of their prescribed medical care, or that they may not be able to afford." This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.